Right, I was reading The Sun this week for research for the show, obviously. I didn't enjoy looking at the boobs on page 3. I didn't even know they're there, in fact. Anyway, obviously the reader's letters I do enjoy. I just, you know, they're... I love the fact that people have problems and they just think, I know who's going to help me out. That lovely Deirdre woman and The Sun. Anyway, here's a sort of a classic example of them. They usually sort of they have random facts splattered in the middle as well, but they start off nicely. So it goes off. My best friend and I are like sisters, and I stay at her house loads. See, that's nice, but you can sense a little bit of danger coming up in their horizon, I think. It goes on. But these days, I just go there for sex with their dad. Oh dear, you see what happens? You know, best friend's my ass. What kind of best friend goes round to have sex with your dad? None of my mates did, I tell you. Now, for those of you who aren't connoisseurs of the Sun's readers page, it starts off innocent statement. Then comes a sort of sucker punch, and then they kind of describe how it all pans out and how they got to this situation. So. This is how it first occurred, how she sort of got it on with the dad. We were there back, we went out drinking, blah, 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 had a good time. And then we went back to the friend's house, and my friend said she was tired and going to bed, leaving me with her dad. Look out. He's very easy to have a joke with and has always been very friendly to me. I bet. Well, he's about to get a whole lot friendlier. He put on another video. This time it was a raunchy one, and it made me feel aroused. You know, I can see the... I mean, God damn it. Whenever I read about people pulling in the papers, it's a piece of piss. They put a video on, the woman's all of a sudden naked, frigging herself. You know, in real life it doesn't happen like that. You're there for hours. Oh, I have another cup of coffee... You're sort of trying to do the hint, do the old arm across, you know. Just put on a dirty porn vid and they'll be in there. I know, although you have to admire the smooth tactics of the dad who is trying to pull his daughter's friend. But this is where it gets a little bit interesting, I like it. My friend's dad started mucking around with me, play fighting. I mean, come off it. Can you imagine an old dad thinking, how am I going to pull this hot young chick? Oh, she's bloody same age as my daughter. She could be my daughter. I know, I'll do a bit of play fighting. That usually works. What? I mean, next time I'm down the pub and I see a bevy of young hotties, I'm just go in there. Get in there. Give them a bloody noogie. A couple of punch in the ribs, whatever. Bit of play fighting. You know, they'll be putty in my hands. It goes on anyway, so they've been doing a bit of play fighting, and then it's got seconds later, we were in each other's arms, he kissed me, blah 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 blah, and we were all over each other. Now, because this is in the paper, you know what's coming next, and here it comes. We had sex on the floor, then on the sofa. He was fantastic, and this is a classic Sunism. He's 47, but he's better than the lads of my own age. Don't they just always say that? So how does Deirdre respond to this? Well, she waffles on about how bad it is. You shouldn't really do that to your best friend. And then she offers a leaflet on love or lust. I mean, yeah, thanks, Deirdre. You know, there's some dad who's put a dirty film on, then done a bit of play fighting and pulled his daughter's best friend, and you're just trying to bloody flog off one of your love or lust leaflets. There was another good story in there, in the letters page, about this woman who's going out of this chap, and it starts off, I found long blonde hairs in my boyfriend's bed. They're not mine because I'm brunette. I know what you're thinking, that bloody dirty bastard boyfriend, he's been bloody having a bit on the side with some blonde. while he's got a lovely brunette. Although I did just think, what, you know, do girls really go around looking for hairs in beds? You know, you want to be careful because you're going to find a lot of little curly black ones in there. Doesn't really sound that good to me. Anyway, you at the moment, the sympathy's with the girl. You're thinking, poor little love, she's been mucked around. And then she goes on, I'm 32 and single. He's 35 and his wife died last year, leaving him to bring up their son on his own. And now you're thinking, bloody hell, simmer down, love. There you go, he's lost his wife and he's got a kid. You nip in straight in up straight after the accident, or was it? And then now you're complaining that there's some blonde hairs in the bed. Yeah, that could be his bloody dead wife for all we know, you bunny boiler.
That clip was from the comedy podcast Hosk's Half Hour. I suggest you go and check out more now.